This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Lance Rice is a beer historian who for 40 years has been working to become an expert on all things beerish. He plans to write a book about North American breweries and their history, based partially on a trip planned with his nephew, Aaron. Aaron Rice is producer, director, and president of Rare Brain Studios, and he plans to chronicle their cross-country trip in a documentary film. The kicker here is that Lance has autism. The two are raising funds through a multi-platform Kickstarter project called Lance's Brewery Tour, a beer genius with autism and his dream. Since launching the campaign on May 13th, they've received a load of national attention for the project and join me now with more. Lance, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aaron, thank you so much for being with us as well.
Thank you for having both of us on.
Now, Aaron, you explained on the Kickstarter website that writing a book about North American breweries has been one of Lance's lifelong dreams. So how did Lance's dream jump through the hoops and become your project together?
You know, it goes back to New Year's Eve. I spent a lot of holidays with Lance, and every year I'd ask him what his resolutions were. And he mentioned for a long while that he wanted to write a book about the history of American brewing and American breweries. So that's where the idea started. And as my career progressed and I got further into film and TV production and writing, I saw that his story was beautiful and inspiring, and that a brewery tour was something I could take him on just as his nephew and his friend. But if I could capture that in a way that could help other people and show Lance's brilliance and his gift, we had something unlike anything that's out there.
Well, Lance, I'm curious about your inspiration. When did you first become interested in beer and breweries?
Well, it started when I was 16 years old. This was back in 1974, before my sophomore year in high school. And my younger brother, who was 14 at that time, he was away at basketball camp, and he had this box of beer stuff in his closet. And every day I would get down and I would look at it, and it was kind of interesting to me. I had seen this beer label, an old one called Sweet Life Premium Beer. It was brewed by the defunct Queen City Brewing Company of Baltimore, Maryland, which closed down 39 years ago in late October of 1974. So I guess the label, you know, just kind of struck me.
Lance, we're getting a little glimpse, I think, of your very acute photographic memory, but I must ask.
Yes, yeah.
Was 16 legal drinking age?
No. Well, at that time, this was...
The 70s.
Well, this was, in fact, 1974, but just 3 years earlier, the government had passed the Adults at 18 law, which meant that kids at 18 could legally buy alcohol, cigarettes, and they could vote. But I really didn't buy, actually, my first six-pack till Labor Day weekend of 1978, when I was 20, 3-2 six-pack of Pabst Extra Light.
Well, Aaron, you know, I was reading about this project. Maxim magazine called it the world's most worthwhile Kickstarter. That is quite a thing. Have your plans for the project changed because of the flood of public support and press that you've received?
Our plans have changed. Originally, that 1,500-mile brewery tour was slated for mostly the Midwest and then some of the East Coast. Right now, the tour is frantically moving towards a nationwide brewery tour, going from the eastern seaboard through the Midwest, as far south as Louisiana and Texas, through California and up to Portland. So we are hitting every major beer city in America.
You're putting Lance's autism very much out front here. You know, you have posters, you have this Kickstarter campaign. It's all based on his autism. Lance, how do you feel about that? Is there a sense?
Oh, this is great. Very great. Very great. In fact, last month, my mom said she didn't realize this would be this really big. She thought it was just going to be a little trip, and she never realized it would be this really big. I never did either. You know, my nephew, Aaron, you know, he believed in my cause, and he believed in my dream, and he believed in hope, in my hope.
Well, Aaron, I'm wondering, what are some of the challenges you might anticipate while filming a documentary for both you and for Lance?
Some of the challenges for Lance, I'm interested to see, just because of the schedule and all of the work that goes into filming and writing a book. We're going to have a really busy schedule. And I know Uncle Lance likes to go to the pool and go for bike rides, so I'm really going to mess up his routine. So I'm curious to see how that impacts him, and that will be part of the documentary. A good two-thirds, 80% of this, is an amazing underdog story, a dream come true story. But there will be some very natural things that happen throughout filming that just highlight some of the challenges that Lance lives with. I think one of the things that's different about this is that we're capturing autism in a way that brings beauty to it. Lance didn't mention this before, but this period, the past month and a half, is the first time in his entire life that he referred to himself as living with autism. Mm. And that recognition has been incredible. And he speaks about it with pride, and he wants to inspire other people with autism. So we're excited to do that. But the challenges will be maybe dealing with some social phobia, dealing with routines and schedules, and some of the very common difficulties that happen when you're living and working with autism.
How about you, Lance? How are you preparing for that, these changes?
Well, I'm very excited. I'm very excited for it. I'm nervous, but I know it's something that I want to do. I know it's something I have to do.
I'm curious, Lance, the history of brewing in America is such an interesting story. Obviously,
there are some
pictures on the website here from Rare Brain Studios and at the Kickstarter site. These, you know, old, beautiful, majestic buildings that are just crumbling now. What are you hoping to get out of this tour? What are you hoping to teach us about the history of beer in the United States?
Well, that beer has been around for a long, long, long time. In fact, even before America even became a country, in 1587, Virginia colonists brewed the first ale using corn. But there were no commercial breweries yet at that time. In fact, before the Revolutionary War and during the Revolutionary War, all the beer and ale was shipped from Great Britain. And George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were home brewers. And it was Thomas Jefferson, after the Revolutionary War, who was our second president of the United States, he said, I would like to see this beverage become more common.
It's a good thing the Brits didn't put a tax on beer instead of tea, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have to ask, what's your favorite beer, Lance?
I like them all. I'm not biased, but, well, light beer, I don't drink very, very much. But I like pretty much, I like India Pale Ale, lager beer. I like Bock beer and cream ale. I like ale, and I like Guinness Stout.
I would love to hear more from you guys on the road. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Sure. Glad to talk to you.
Lance Rice, beer historian who's planning on taking a cross-country tour of North American breweries beginning in June, depending on how their Kickstarter campaign goes, which looks pretty good. His nephew, Aaron Rice, is president of Rare Brain Studios. He's going to be joining Lance on the trip and shooting a documentary film while he's at it. You can find much more about Lance's brewery tour. A Beer Genius with Autism and His Dream is the name of the Kickstarter campaign. You'll find a link at wordofmouthradio.org.